Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Todd Tomasello with Safeguard Your Soul podcast, and got Travis Bryan III on the phone. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, brother Todd. Good to be with you again this time.
Absolutely, brother. You know, we've been talking about, and I'm going to talk a little bit more today about how things happen, if you will, in the divine economy. And this message is titled, one you did recently, The Fire of the Wrath of God. And it's actually Satan's fire. Very interesting. One of the first verses you list here, brother, is Revelation 12:12, which tells us that Satan has come down with great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. Amen, brother. And Isaiah 33:1 is another reference here, which says, woe to thee that spoilest, and thou wast not spoiled, and dealest treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled. And when thou shalt make an end to deal treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with thee. Wow. That's Satan's fate, huh, brother?
I think the verse here is literally talking about judgments against Israel's enemies here. This enemy was allowed to attack Israel. But then after they finished dealing treacherously, they themselves were dealt with treacherously by another nation. This scenario goes all through the Bible, Todd, where God allows an enemy to attack some nation that he feels he removes his protection from that nation, allows another enemy to attack, and then he allows a third enemy to attack the first enemy, the first one that he allowed. So this is a scenario that goes on and on. If you read the book of Judges, it's full of it. And but right here, I think, although it's literally talking about an enemy that was actual at that time, it is a prefigurement of Satan, who is the ultimate spoiler, who spoils. And that word is actually used of Satan at the cross. Satan and his fallen angels are in Colossians 2:15. Read that one, Todd.
Absolutely.
Here's where we see Satan is a spoiler.
Yeah, we got the law of double reference going on here, don't we, brother?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as we do throughout Scripture, and also this seems like it's a kind of a summation of the Satan in the book of Revelation.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it says in Colossians 2:15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
In it, meaning in the cross. So this, Todd, as you and I have discussed so many times, that you must understand the deeps of the cross to really bring meaning out of these Old Testament passages. And the cross is really the only way that I could make these statements that I'm making here, which are very controversial out there in the Christian faith. But when you see this principle of the cross, Todd, it gives you a totally different perspective on the Bible than what you've been taught. A lot of our teaching that we've been raised on is actually, we're veiled. We cannot see these truths until we die and rise with Christ, Todd. And when you come through that revelation, and we did a program not long ago it was in the breaking of the bread that they could see Jesus. And we, all of us, have this veil that needs to be removed, and it is removed by our participation in the cross and the resurrection, Todd.
Amen, brother. And the next, one of the things you're talking about here in this latest message, brother, is wrath and anger are sins. First off, number one, as we said, Satan is the wrathful one, and he's come down with great wrath, knowing that he has but a short time in this late hour, Revelation 12:12, and also Colossians 3:8-9, wrath and anger are sins, verse 8 and 9, Colossians 3. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, out of your mouth, lying out one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. And then you spoke about Satan being the spoiler, the killer, and the destroyer. And that brings a lot of stuff of this topic into focus, saints, because most of us know this verse. Jesus said, the thief, and we know that's Satan, cometh not, but for to do three things. What are they? Steal, to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. So Jesus is saying that it's Satan himself who is the one that is stealing, killing, drawing. And then the next one, as we spoke about a minute ago and read, Isaiah 33:1, Brother Travis, you spoke about how that speaks of the spoiler that spoils and deals treacherously. Spoil could be and is also translated destroy or destroyer, right? The verse says, when thou shalt cease to spoil or destroy, thou shalt be spoiled or destroyed, unquote. And then the same thing happened at the cross of Christ. The spoiler there ceased from spoiling and was himself spoiled, Colossians 2:15. He who there dealt treacherously came to an end by his own device, the cross. Satan was there destroyed by his own counsel, Psalm 5:10. And then through death, that is the death of Jesus, he, Jesus, destroyed him who had the power of the death. That is the devil. Amen. Isaiah 33:1 is also speaking of Satan in similar type acts. If Satan had known at Calvary that he was destroying his own power, he would never have crucified the Lord of glory. We read in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6 through 8. Amen, brother. That's that is putting it together.
Todd, go ahead now and move to verse 10 of Isaiah 33 and read 10 through 11. And let me make a comment on those three verses.
You got it, Isaiah.
10 through 12, excuse me. 10 through 12.
Yeah. Okay. 10 through 12. Isaiah chapter 33, beginning in verse 10. The Bible reads, now will I rise, saith the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. Ye shall conceive chafe. Ye shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you, and the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire.
Okay, verse 10, Todd. This is the Lord now coming forth against the spoiler who has, in the previous verses, done all this waste and destruction and killing. And in verse 10, it says, the Lord says, now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. And as we've talked about before, those words, Todd, when you see lift up in the King James Bible, that is a buzzword for the cross. Wherever you see it, there's some truth of the cross being proclaimed. And of course,
Jesus said,
the key verse on that.
Up. Yeah.
Pardon me? Yeah, you got
Jesus
it.
Himself, yeah. Yeah. John 12:32, yeah.
John 12:32, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto myself. So this is the cross. This is the message of the cross in the Old Testament we're going into now. Verse 11, ye shall conceive chaff. That's speaking of the spoiler. And he's the one that generates flesh, the flesh, which chaff in the Bible is a sign of the flesh. We have to shed our flesh. We have to have it broken and disposed of. So he says, ye shall conceive chaff, ye shall bring forth stubble. Now here it is, your breath as fire shall devour you. It's Satan's own fiery wrath, the breath of the dragon, the fiery breath of the dragon that will destroy the dragon, Todd. And in this case, this particular nation who was a spoiler, he's saying your own doings will destroy you. Your own breath as fire shall devour you. And then verse 12, and the people, speaking those under the leaders of this nation, and the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire. What fire? The very fire coming out of the mouth of their own leader is what will destroy them, Todd. So this, the fiery wrath comes from Satan, and that fire destroys Satan himself and his followers, his people, the people that are enslaved to him, Todd.
Amen. And ultimately, that would result, that rebellion, in eternal, the fires of eternal damnation. Sounds like,
exactly,
here, brother, that these those who acquiesce to Satan, who rebel with him in his conspiracy against the Lord, of course, he had that same conspiracy in eternity past in heaven with when he rallied one third of the angels against the Lord. And there are many today, all those who are not in Christ, saints. Jesus said, he that is not with me is against me. And they are acquiescing to the ultimate rebel and will be burned in the fires of eternal damnation with irrevocably destroyed or tormented forever when that door is shut,
and
when the last breath is drawn, it's over. The decision has been made.
And we're going,
as we're going to see,
Todd, this fire is a two-edged fire, just like the cross is a two-edged sword. The cross destroys those who follow Satan and put others on the cross. The cross will destroy them. And at the same time, that cross saves those, Christ and his cross, save those who yield to it, who take it up and are willing to die on it. They're not putting other people on it. They are allowing it to come to them in their own lives and die with it, die with Christ there. So this same cross,
Amen,
the same fire, is two-edged, Todd. It both saves and destroys. Now that is a miraculous concept when you get that. We see it again, Todd, in the book of Daniel chapter 3, the fiery furnace that was made seven times hotter by Nebuchadnezzar, who is another type of Satan, destroyed the men who put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. And the same fire freed and loosed them from their bindings, which is a picture of us being freed and delivered through the cross, Todd, and elevated to a promoted position and a prosperous life in terms of spiritual things, Todd. And
yes.
And so that same Nebuchadnezzar's fire both destroyed and saved, just like it does here, Todd.
Amen. Jesus says in John 10:10, The thief or the devil cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That summates what Brother Travis just said. Also, 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Now, Brother Travis, I guess we could say that the cross separates, right?
The cross separates. That is the sword that Jesus brought. He said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword or something of that nature in that verse.
Yes, that's what he said.
The cross is the sword that he brought that divides mother from son, from brother and sister. It cuts down and makes this division, and it's based on the decisions of the people that respond to it, Todd. They either put themselves in the fire or they endure and come through the fire in a better condition. With no soot on their hair and no smell of fire on them, they come through and they are loosed from sin, self, and the law through this same fire, Todd.
Amen, brother. And it bears noting that every individual, created being, human being, has been given free will by our Maker. And we are the ones who determined what kind of soil this gospel of the cross falls on. We choose to believe it or reject it. And those are the four types of soils Jesus gives, and he says, how will you understand any other parable unless you understand this one? It's foundational, Luke 8:11-15. The four types, the only good type of soil is a good and honest heart, Jesus said. He used those very words, good and honest. And that's the only one that's going to bear fruit unto everlasting life. Amen. Number five, Brother Travis, Satan's own wrath, or the wrath of God, as listed in Scripture, poured out on the cross, on Jesus at the cross, boomerang back on Satan's head. And that's a phenomenon we see throughout Scripture, and especially in the book of Psalms, brother.
No question about it.
The wrath of God, quote unquote, poured out on Jesus at Calvary was actually the sinful wrath of Satan. The devil attacked Jesus and put him on the cross. Through his own act there, Satan self-destructed. And in case you're wondering, some of the scripture saints that this is coming from, it would be Colossians 2, as we read earlier, and then also Hebrews chapter 2, Colossians 2. Right here in I'm looking in Corinthians.
Colossians 2:15, I'm sorry.
Yeah, here it is. Okay, and having spoiled principalities and powers, and Jesus made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And then 1 Corinthians 2 spoke about how if Satan had known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And I reiterate this because this is hardly ever pointed out, as Brother Travis said earlier. Right here he says, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, it sounds like Satan and his demonic host, would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And so we see it right there. And then 2:14 here of the book of Hebrews says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also, Jesus, likewise took part of the same, that through death, through his own death, offering of his own life, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. So it's through death.
There it is,
Jesus,
right there, God.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Satan is the top prince there. The princes would not have crucified the Lord of glory if they'd known. And, of course, the top prince is the prince of the power of the air, Satan, Ephesians 2:2. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's Ephesians 2:2. I'm proving that Satan is this prince spoken of in 1 Corinthians 2:6-8.
Yeah.
Todd, let's go back to this Isaiah 33 now, and we'll see two groups of people, the sinner and the righteous, and both of them are going to be affected by this fire. And the question is, in verse 14, who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burnings? This fire is coming to everybody, Todd. It will come in the end time. And those who walk righteously, verse 15, and speaketh uprightly, will come through this fire. They will be able to dwell with, as did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, dwell with the everlasting burnings. But the sinners, they are afraid. They will be destroyed by this fire, Todd. Go ahead
and
read
it
down.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, it even in verse 14 of Isaiah 34, that quoting from, it speaks of the sinners in Zion. It sounds like the tares, the mere professors in the midst of the visible or the professing kingdom of Christ, the sinners of Zion. Now, we see that theme throughout Scripture, where the I think it's Second Thessalonians chapter 1 speaks to that. They're transgressors in our midst, people who have once been saved but are lukewarm and not living unto the Lord, not the way he prescribed, by dying so he can live. And this is the sinners in Zion. They're afraid. Their fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. There it is again, hypocrites. They have a mere form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And I would ask you, friend, if you're listening, are you following Jesus according to his prescription? Because if we're not following Christ according to what he prescribed, then that would be the daily cross, where we give him preeminence instead of ourselves and let him reign. We resign and consent to the cross so that Christ, the resurrection and the life, can reign in our lives. If we're not living that gospel, we have received a false gospel, another gospel, and that's mainly what's being peddled in the modern churches, regrettably, but absolutely a true observation. So we would encourage you to read God's word for yourself and hearken to the voice of the Holy Spirit and what he's speaking to the church in this late hour. And that message would be the same as Christ gave us, that if we're going to follow him, we must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him, or we will dwell with everlasting burnings. Amen. Now, brother,
hey, Todd,
you had another reference?
There is a remnant here in Isaiah 33, and their prayer is seen in verse 2. So we have people in Zion that are bringing waste and destruction, and now they are the spoilers, and they are the sinners in Zion. But we also have a remnant of people who are righteous, and their prayer is seen in verse 2 of Isaiah 33. Read that, Todd.
Yes, sir. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. Amen. This sounds like a summation prophetically of the book of Revelation.
Yes, sir. All of this same pattern is in the book of Revelation. The cross is the destruction. The principle of the cross is what you will see underneath these verses that give you the key to understanding the book of Revelation. And the fiery wrath there is from Satan, although the Lord takes the blame for it many times in the Old Testament. But the fire will be there too in the end, and that fire will be a two-edged fire, to use a sort of a blend of terminology, just as it was in this passage. Go ahead and let's read now 13 through 16 and draw some principles. This is now coming into the talking about the remnant, Todd, and they will be delivered through the fire.
Amen. And again, the picture that we see in Daniel 3 where the three Hebrew children, Jesus was with them in the fire, and they didn't even get burned, and they were the only ones thrown into the fire directly, which was heated up seven times higher than normal. And the ones who threw them into it, the rebels, Satan's agents, all that are not in Christ, they were destroyed by the fire, even though they weren't even thrown into it. Okay, hear ye that are far off, Isaiah 33, 13 through 16. Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh up righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from the holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing the blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. They're going to be in the New Jerusalem, brother.
Again, as you said, is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They came out and were placed in a position on high, and they dwelled with the everlasting burnings down there in that fire. And who was there with them? A fourth who was thought to be the Son of God. Well, that shows that Christ goes through the cross with us, Todd. We are crucified with him. He never leaves us alone. He takes us through these burnings to a position on high. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places, Todd, Ephesians 2:6, through the fires that come to us in life. They are the fires brought by Satan. And he's his own worst enemy, because the very fire he brings is what looses us from his tyranny, from his slavery. Think about that, Todd. The bad things that happen to you, that come to you, are the very things that will give you freedom from self, Todd. They will melt those chains, the fires.
Amen.
And ultimately, you'll be resurrected and positioned on high. Yes, sir.
Amen. Got about a minute and a half left, and the summation of what Brother Travis just said is that, and he said this before, and this is our observation from Scripture, saints, that whatever good things come to the saints of Christ are good, and whatever bad things come to the saints of Christ are good and maybe even better. Paul says this.
That's exactly right.
At the end of 2 Timothy 4, 16 through 18 it is, Paul says, at my first answer, this is when Alexander the coppersmith had done him great evil. The Lord knows, because we don't have the details on this, what this man had done to Paul and said about him or whatever. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me, Paul writes. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. And we can have that same promise, because it's to us, that the Lord is going to save us out of every evil work if we're truly walking with him out of a good and an honest heart, Luke 8:15.
in obeying Christ, worshiping Him alone, according to His gospel, original gospel prescription. God bless you, saints. Thank you for listening. And please avail yourself to the resources for your edification at safeguardyoursoul.com. God bless you, Brother Travis.
Thank you, Brother Todd.